I want to share for a few minutes with you tonight just this simple title. The gift was in the beginning. The gift was in the beginning. I want to read the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I want you to listen to these words. Gospel of John, chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, before all time, the gift was in the beginning. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. How many of you know we live in a dark world? But right here, the Bible says that light is greater than darkness. Thank God that it is. Light is greater than darkness. But I want to zero in on that first verse where it says, in the beginning was the Word. The gift was the Word. The Word was in. Now, this is an interesting word, this word, Word, because it's the Greek word logos, which is defined in biblical terminology. Here's the biblical definition. Listen to this. The expression of divine intelligence, immaterial intelligence expressed in order to be understood. How? Man, that is incredible. How is that even possible? The expression of divine intelligence expressed in order to be understood. The gift, my friend, was in the beginning. So right here it says that in the beginning was the Word. Now it is what we would refer to or call the incarnate Word. Many churches have that name, the incarnate Word Church. Christian schools have that name, the incarnate school, high school or middle school or whatever it may be. They use that word, incorporate that word incarnate. What does that word incarnate mean? It simply means in bodily form. So when we make a reference to Jesus Christ as the incarnate Word, we are simply saying, according to his deity terminology, that Jesus is God. He is deity in bodily form. Incarnate Word. That's what this is teaching us. In the beginning, the gift was in the beginning. Can I get an amen? The gift was in the beginning, before all time. He says, and it was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. Everything that was made by Him. Hallelujah. The gift, my friend, was the Word. It was in the beginning. God gave us, here's the next thing, on next bullet point I want to give you tonight. God gave us Christ for understanding. Because the word, logos, expression of divine intelligence, immaterial intelligence, expressed in order to be understood. So God, who is spirit, eternal, he does not have flesh and blood as you and I have. He is spirit. He is eternal. God existed from the very beginning. He had no beginning and he has no ending. We can't wrap our minds around that because everything we think of is related to what we see, what we experience, what we feel. Our business we do by a 24-hour day. The sun rises, it sets. We go about our business, we do our job, our career, school, education, all of those things, shopping, all of those things, groceries, all of those things. It's hard for us to relate to eternal God who is spirit. It's hard for us to understand him because we are in human confinement. All right, so the Bible is teaching us right here in John 1 that God gave us the Word. He gave us Christ for understanding. Consider this, 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is, listen, this is the true God and eternal life. Hallelujah. And I am so excited to declare Him and proclaim Him on Christmas Eve 2019. Hallelujah. Because He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right, so remember, the gift was the word logos, the expression of divine intelligence. There is an expression, Christ was the expression of God's person, nature, character, everything that God is, His spirit. He, are y'all with me? Because God is spirit, everything that God is, His spirit, He expressed Himself through His word. The logos, the Christ, the incarnate word, because it means expressed in order to be understood. So we have this gift to give up. I might preach anyway, even though it is Christmas Eve. We have this incredible gift from God to give us an understanding. That is so awesome. Understanding is defined this way in biblical wording, biblical definition, intellectual faculty, the operation of thought, the ability to receive God's thoughts through faith. Are y'all still with me? The ability to receive God's thoughts through faith. It is defined as a capacity for spiritual truth. The Son of God has come and He has given us understanding. I can understand the person and nature and character of God. It all started with a gift. Hallelujah. And the gift, my friend, was in the very beginning. Now, it's important that we point this out. Here's the next bullet. Without Christ, the understanding is darkened. And that explains the condition of the entire world in which you and I live. They're because people are in darkness. Their lives are messed up because they are in darkness. People's lives are broken because they are in darkness. Listen to what this says. Without Christ, the understanding is darkened. Ephesians 4:18. Talking about the lost world, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Are y'all still with me? So the Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word was Christ, the Word was with God, the Word is God. In Him was life, the life was the light of men, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overpower it. Hallelujah. And wherever that light comes in, that darkness goes. That's why we preach the gospel, because people need Jesus. And when they get Jesus, they get light. And when they get light, the darkness is gone. And when the when the darkness is gone, then all of a sudden everything begins to function and operate the way it was created to do. Because there is an expression. My friend, do you see how powerful and how awesome this gift is? Is not in all began with a gift. See, when the life of God is not in a person, they are bound by their habitual lifestyle. They're bound by it. Because they are, just like it says in Ephesians 4:18, they are alienated from the life of God. Hallelujah. Alienated. They are without God. But thank God, here we are, Christmas Eve 2019, and thank God, we have the greatest hope in all of the entire world. The world is broken. People are killing people. People are killing themselves. People are war. There's wars. There's conflicts. There's all kind of political unrest. All of these things, my friend, is because people are alienated from the life of God. But thank God, He gave us the gift. It all started with a gift. Now, I want to draw your attention to the Gospel of Luke. I preached from this Sunday, but I want to revisit it. And I want to give you a couple of verses, a few verses here. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. You know, this is the Christmas, this is the Charlie Brown Christmas story right here. Right? Do y'all know that I use that video? He began to read years ago at Christmas Eve service. When Linus began to speak the word, when he began to read the Gospel of Luke, all of a sudden he dropped his security blanket. He dropped his security blanket. Maybe we got some blankets we want to drop. Amen. Something that we're holding on to and we need to drop it. Well, thank God we can drop it. All right, I'm about to give you something that's going to rock your world. This is going to rock your world. So listen to this. All right, so here's the story. All right, Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. You know, the setting is, you know, Christ has been born now. He's been birthed, you know, born of Mary. They went back to their hometown to be registered for tax purposes. And, you know, even the government took a census back then, you know. And, I mean, they did. Yeah, that was the purpose of it, you know, because they want to get taxes. How many of y'all have to pay taxes? Everybody pays taxes unless you're part of the mafia. Mafia don't vote and they don't pay taxes. I don't know what their secret is, but, and all of their IDs are phony. So we understand the narrative of what's going on here. Jesus has been born and the shepherds are on the side of the hill. And all of a sudden, the angel appears. All right, so I want to pick this story up in verse 8. It says, now there were in the same country shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, living out in the fields. I don't know about you, but I'm not applying for that job. Amen? But that's what they were doing. They were living out in the fields. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You know, those swaddling clothes, it was like bandage material so they could keep their limbs straight. You know, they didn't have all of the medical stuff that we have today. They had to improvise. All right, then verse 13 says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, you got to get this, watch this. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. All right, are y'all still with me? Let us go. I want to point out that phrase where the shepherds said one to another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Do y'all see that? All right, let's zero in on that word thing. All right, see, the shepherds went to see this thing. That's my next bullet. They went to see this thing. But what is significant about that? This is going to rock your world. All right, so that word thing comes from the Greek word rhema. Are y'all still with me? Rhema means word, a word spoken, a word uttered, a word expressed by a living voice. Oh, how my, I might dance and shout before it's all, and the saints ain't even play until Sunday. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They got a revelation. The word spoken or uttered, let us go see this thing. Let us go partake of this word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. Hallelujah. What a revelation. I want that to be my pursuit for 2020. I want to go see this thing. I want to go see this word. I want to partake of it. I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. All right, let me zero in on the, here's the touch, life changing. Here's the eagle landing. The experience of the shepherds was life changing. And I'm not talking about the angelic encounter. Are y'all with me? I mean, the angelic encounter, that was enough to make Hulk Hogan knock his knees together. You know, I mean, that was an incredible experience, but that's not the life-changing experience I'm talking about. The experience of the shepherds was life-changing. It was life-changing. And four things, I kind of touched on this in Sunday's sermon, but four things I want to revisit it with you tonight, because this really defines the power of the gift. Hallelujah. Because God is eternal spirit. How can we know him? How can we touch him? How can we understand him? How can we define him? It's absolutely impossible, because we live in the constraints of human bodies. We live in a physical world. But God is spirit. He had no beginning. He has no ending. He has existed forever and ever and ever. He is the one who is and shall be and will forever be. Amen. He know that there's no death with God. There's no beginning. There's no ending with God. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, shepherds. All right, but I want you to know that here's the life-changing experience of the shepherds. And my friends, it can be your life-changing experience as well. Here's the first one. Eternal God, but Christ made God visible. Made him visible. Because remember the definition, the expression, the word, the logos, expression of divine intelligence, immaterial intelligence expressed in order to be understood. Do you see why Jesus Christ is such an awesome, incredible gift? Hallelujah. Do you see why he is separate, above, and beyond any other person in the entire world? You could name any religious entity, any founders of religion, the major religions of the world. None of them measure up to this. Why? Because he's God. He's God. He is the expression. He is the expression of divine intelligence. God is spirit. We can't touch him. We couldn't know him. We can't see him because he's invisible. But when the shepherds had that encounter and that message announced to them, and they said, let us go. Words spoken and see this thing. Let's go see this rhema, this word spoken, this word uttered, this word expressed. And they came and they saw. Christ made God visible because they beheld him. They saw him. Here's the second thing. The experience of the shepherds was life-changing. Second thing, Christ made God available. Hallelujah. As a born-again child of God, I can go to my Father at any time, any moment, any hour. He's waiting for me. Hallelujah. He's longing for my fellowship. He's longing for me to participate because he has made himself available. The experience of the shepherds was life-changing. Christ made God visible. Then he made God available. So whatever you're going through, whatever your need is, whatever your challenge is, I am here to tell you that Jesus Christ has made God available to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Here's the third thing, life change. There's some people, Christ made God approachable. You know, there's some people that aren't approachable. Are y'all with me? I mean, there's even some preachers that aren't approachable. I mean, who do they think they are? Rock stars? Are y'all with me? I mean, if Christ made God approachable, then what's our problem? Right? We should be approachable. Christ made God approachable. So I can go to him with anything. He already knows it anyway. I can't hide it. Might as well stop trying. Amen. I can't hide it. He made God approachable. The experience of the shepherds, my friends, was life-changing. Here's the fourth and final thing. I love this one. Christ made God knowable. So if you get pulled over by law enforcement for speeding, all you have to do is say, "Do you know who my Father is?" Now, they may just write you that ticket with the attitude, "Well, if that's who your Father is, then you got all kind of money." So here's the ticket. But Christ made God knowable. I can know Him. I don't just know about Him. I know Him. I have experienced Him. He's visible. He's available. He's approachable. He's knowable. Whew. I'm going to leave you with this because we've got to have time for communion. And it's going to take us a few minutes to run everybody through the line tonight to serve. But I'm going to leave you with this. 1 John chapter 1. Listen to this. 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, He was in the beginning. The gift started in the beginning. It was in the beginning. It started with a gift. In the beginning, He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, made visible, the angels declared it, we have seen with our eyes. Do y'all see it? Made visible. We've seen with our eyes. We have looked upon, concerning, we have handled Him with our hands concerning the word of life. Are y'all getting the revelation of this? I sure hope you, because I got it so deep in me tonight that I can't hardly contain myself. Hallelujah. He says the life was manifested. What is the word logos? It means divine intelligence expressed so that we could have understanding. Are y'all still with me? Hallelujah. Look at what it says. It was manifested. We've seen. We bear witness. We declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, it was manifested to us. Manifested. All four of these things. Visible, available, approachable, and knowable. And he ends by saying this. Look at this. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you may have fellowship with us. But not just us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Stay in dark for the incredible gift. Thank you that we don't have to stay in darkness, that our lives can be forever changed because Christ made you visible and available and approachable and knowable. And my friend, on this Christmas Eve, 2019, I only have one question. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Not know about Him. Do you know Him? Have you had a life-changing experience? If you have not, you can begin your journey right here tonight.